I may have spoken about this idea last year, and since I didn't categorize them, it's much more difficult to find it. I could just do a search for Parshas Vayetze, and maybe be able to get it. But it's such an important idea, it's worth bringing up again. We see an incredible act of family and being there for your family in this week's Parsha, both by Rachel and then by Leah. Yaakov works at 7 years for Rachel, and Laban pulls a fast one, and it's going to be Leah that he's going to get. And they had made simanim because Yaakov knew what kind of guy Laban was, and Rachel taught them to Leah so that her sister would not be embarrassed. And Yaakov ended up being with Leah, his kinyan through Bia, and then that was his wife, and he had to work another 7 years. That was for Rachel. That was an incredible act of kindness by Rachel to make sure that Leah would not have an ounce of embarrassment. And then later on in the Parsha, we just see again just such a true form of being there for your sibling. So Leah has just had her sixth child, and Bilhah and Zilpah each had two kids, and they all knew through Ruach HaKodesh they were going to have 12, and Leah got pregnant again. And Rashi points out she davened to basically flip the fetus from a boy to a girl, and ends up having Dina. And the reason being, like, it would be such an embarrassment for my sister if she'll have less kids than the Shvachos and Bilhah and Zilpah. And entered a form, ends up being she has Dina, and then Rachel ultimately has Yosef and Binyamin, and she has two kids and doesn't have less. And it's just an incredible act of kindness of trying to do anything in your power to not have embarrassment for your sibling. And often we would do this for family, but we're never in the position of that we're the people who are having the 12 tribes, and what a schus it would be the more I could have. Like for Leah, like the fact that half the tribes are from her, and that she could have had more than half, and that's a temptation that it would be very, very difficult to resist and say, the embarrassment. Okay, the embarrassment, I get to have 7 out of the 12 kids, and minimally, maybe even 8 if I get the last one, incredible. Why would I give that up? But if my sister is going to be embarrassed and she's going to be humiliated, what's it for? What am I accomplishing? What am I gaining if another person is getting hurt? And I did always think about we're trying to do anything that could be evolving of growth, but if it comes at the expense of somebody else, is it ever worth it? Have a good Shabbos.